Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, Thou art my portion, O Lord Yah. Portion means a piece of or a part. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated. Entreated means to beg thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful. Merciful means to be compassionate as well as forgiving unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways, and I turned my feet unto thy testimonies. And testimonies are sworn statements. I made haste and delayed not. To make haste means to move fast. And delayed not means he did not go slow. He went quickly. To keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me. And that's true when it comes to my pension. But I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. I am a companion, and a companion is a partner or an associate. Of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. Precepts are your laws, rules, judgments, testimonies. The earth, O Lord Yah, is full of thy mercies. And again, mercy means compassion as well as forgiveness. Teach me thy statutes. I have read to you from Psalms 119, verses 57 through 64. May God bless you in hearing his words. See, let us have a word of prayer before we get into today's reading. You may say your prayer as I say my prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, humble our mind to you in prayer and thanksgiving, appreciating all the blessings and shortfalls you have allowed us to go through or experience in this lifetime. Thank you for our family. Thank you for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, courage, and becoming obedient to your written words in the Bible. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. In Yeshua's name, I used to say in Yahweh's name, but I found out recently that Jesus' son's name is Yeshua. Well, not Jesus' son, but God's son's name is Yeshua, a.k.a. also known as Jesus. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. The only day written in the Bible that tells you to keep holy and rest. Read it for yourself. You'll find it in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 8. Sabbath starts Friday evening and ends Saturday evening. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. My longtime listeners or sheep know to have your three P's handy, and those are your pen, pencil, and paper. You might want to write something down that I will say, and there you will have your reference if you've written it down. Listen, I want you to follow me to the book of Jeremiah, chapter 28. However, there are a few things that I want to mention to you, sheep, before I go into today's reading. I want you to keep this in mind, and I'm paraphrasing. Go to Matthew chapter 4, 24. Write it down now. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4, where it says, Jesus says to his disciples, take heed that no man deceives you. Well, I have been looking up, people have been talking about Lent season. And so I went I'm trying to find it in the Bible. I do not find Lent season in the Bible. So, again, take heed that no man fools you or deceive you. And when I looked up Lent season, and what I found was that it's like a Catholic practice. It's like giving up something to prepare for the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Well, the Lent season is not mentioned in the Bible, so you are being fooled. And again, look in the book of Ephesians. That's spelled Ephesians, chapter 5, verse 6. And it says, do not let men deceive you with vain words. The wrath of God will come upon the children of the disobedient. So stay away from, try to look out and search for things that will deceive you. My mission is to get into the kingdom of heaven and to stay away from those things that deceive us, as well as I see it as being an abomination of desolation. You'll find that in chapter 11 of the book of Daniel. When I was reading the book of Daniel, I did not know what abomination of desolation was. And I was about to tell you, see something wrong. But then it popped in my mind that the abomination of desolation is man-made rules. And I have been seeing, like, this Lent season, that's a man-made practice. That's not a God practice. I have been seeing a lot where things are an abomination of desolation. It's against God, and it's in the church. Okay? Well, another thing that I want you sheep to know about, this past week, like it was February the 26th, 2015, I heard the newscaster report that a black hole had been found in space 12 times larger than the sun. As well as I want you all to watch the Jim Baker Show starting March the 16th through the 20th of 2015. As a matter of fact, March starts tomorrow. And Jim Baker Show comes on TCT. That's a cable channel. And he's going to have guests on from March the 16th through the 30th of this year. They're going to be talking about the Shemitah, and that's like 7 years where you give your land rest. And I'm thinking that they're going to be talking about that, plus the four blood moons. And the fourth blood moon will happen sometime in September or October of this year. And I want us sheep to be on the same page when it comes to these things. These are things that I don't know about, and I cannot tell you about. But when people get on television, I expect them to have searched it out and know about what they're talking about. So remember, that's the Jim Baker Show on TCT from March the 16th through the 20th, and we are going to learn about different things so that we sheep can be on the same page. I hope God will forgive us forgive me if I'm telling you something wrong. And that's just like this book that I read last week, a portion of it for you last week, called The Fourth Dilemma. And that's like a situation in which you have a choice to make. Excuse me, I'm burping. You have a choice to make, and a choice to make between two or more activities. And either you're going to follow God or what's written in this Bible, or you're going to go the other way. So it's my prayer that you will follow the Bible as I intend to, because as I've said to you before, I've got enough hell down here on this earth under the rule of the people who are in ruling power. Although I'd rather be living in the United States than of America than other places that I hear about and that's in the news. Follow me, sheep. We are going to start reading Jeremiah chapter 28 at verse 1. That's Hananiah's falsehood and doom. Now, we know that falsehood means like a lie. And doom, that means you're coming to an end. Let's read Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 1. And it came to pass the same year in the beginning of the reign. Reign means rule of Zedekiah, king of Judah, in the fourth year. And in the fifth month, remember fifth month, that Hananiah, the son of Azor, the prophet, which was of Gibeon, spake unto the house of Yah, the Lord, in the presence of the priests and all the people, saying, thus speaketh Yah, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. Now, I want you to go to refer back to Jeremiah chapter 27, verses 1 and 2, where Jeremiah prophesied, telling the people to put bonds and yokes. And, you know, I told you that bonds are shackles and chains, and yokes are collars, harnesses, and hitches upon their necks. So, and here is Hananiah saying different. Let's read, pick up reading at verse 2, chapter 28 of the book of Jeremiah. Thus speaketh Yah, the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, saying, I have broken the yoke of the king of Babylon. And that's not so. Verse 3. Within 2 full years I will bring again unto this place all the vessels of Yah, the Lord's house, that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, took away from this place and carried them to Babylon. Now, I want you to know that Nebuchadnezzar is the king of the Chaldeans. Verse 4. And I will bring again to this place Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, the king of Judah, with all the captives of Judah that went into Babylon. Thus said Yah the Lord. That's not so. Let's read on. For I will break the yoke of the king of Babylon. Let me just say this prayer right quick. We're going to pick up at verse 5. Heavenly Father, please do not let me lie on you. I say this prayer in Yeshua's name. This day, February 28th, a leap year 2015. And I do not know what a leap year means. I need to look that up. Let's pick up reading Jeremiah chapter 28, verse 5. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, and let me just say this, I'm not a prophet. I'm just doing what I was told to do in a dream, that is to feed his sheep. And the best way that I know to do that is to read what is written in the Holy Bible. And I do read from the King James Version. Let's pick up reading from verse 5 again. Then the prophet Jeremiah said unto the prophet Hananiah, in the presence of the priests and in the presence of all the people that stood in the house of Yah the Lord. Excuse me, I want to burp. I don't know why that is. And it's not coming up. It just come. Verse 6. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. And the word Amen means so be it. Let's start at reading at verse 6 again. Even the prophet Jeremiah said, Amen. Yah the Lord, do so. Yah the Lord performed by thy words which thou hast prophesied, to bring again the vessels of the Lord's house and all that is carried away captive from Babylon into this house. Verse 7, nevertheless, hear thou now this word that I speak in thine ears and in thine ears of all the people. The prophet that have been before me and before thee of old prophesied both against many countries and against great kingdoms of war and of evil and of pestilence. And of course you know that pestilence means disease. Verse 9, the prophet which prophesied of peace, when the word of the prophet shall come to pass, then shall the prophet be known that Yah the Lord has truly sent him. Verse 10, then Hananiah the prophet took the yoke from off the prophet Jeremiah's neck and break it. And Hananiah spake in the presence of all the people, saying, thus said Yah the Lord, even so will I break the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, from the neck of all nations within the space, and space means time, of 2 full years. And the prophet Jeremiah went his way. Verse 12, then the word of Yah the Lord came unto Jeremiah the prophet. After that Hananiah the prophet had broken the yoke from off the neck of the prophet Jeremiah, saying, go and tell Hananiah, say, thus said Yah the Lord, thou hast broken the yokes of wood, but thou shalt make for them yokes of iron. So God is going to make yokes of iron. For thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put yokes of iron upon the necks of all these nations. But in the nations that he's talking about, I believe, are the children of Israel. Israel had 12 sons, and we were brought here in slavery in irons. It says, let's pick up reading at verse 14 again. For thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I have put yokes of iron upon the necks of all these nations, that they may serve Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and they shall serve him. And I have given him the beasts, and beasts are animals of the field also. Verse 15, then said the prophet Jeremiah unto Hananiah the prophet, hear now, Hananiah, Yah the Lord has not sent thee, but thou makest this people to trust in a lie. Now, let's go back to, take a minute to go back to Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16, and read what it says there. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 16, it says, thus said Yah the Lord of hosts, hearken not, hearken means listen not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain. Let me say that again. They make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not of the mouth of Yah the Lord. So let's be careful at who we listen to, and that includes me. Usually I will read to you from what's written in the Bible, and sometimes I will give you an announcement. Verse 16 of Jeremiah 28, let's finish. Therefore thus said Yah the Lord, behold, I will cast thee off. Let's start that again. I left the word from out of this. It says, behold, Therefore, thus said Yah the Lord, behold, I will cast thee from off the face of the earth. This year thou shalt die, because thou hast taught rebellion against Yah the Lord. Verse 17, so Hananiah the prophet died the same year in the seventh month. And that's the end of reading Jeremiah chapter 28. Remember when I first started reading, I said the fifth month. And so by the seventh month, or by the end of the seventh month, Jeremiah was deceased. Now, again, that finished reading with Jeremiah chapter 28. I want to read to you the Ten Commandments. I want the sheep that listen to me to know. Let's start Jeremiah. And the Ten Commandments can be found in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17, as well as in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21. The first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before me. The second commandment, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters underneath the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I, Yah the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of, iniquity means sin, of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me, and keep my commandments. Oh, I'm just at the second one. Let me give you the third commandment. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold you guiltless. You're going to be guilty if you take his name in vain, that taketh his name in vain. And the fourth commandment is very important. I will start reading that next Sabbath to you. I'm going to give you a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we, your lost sheep, thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from us, to us, your constantly protection to us from the evil one. I say this prayer in your son's name, in Yahweh's, Yahshua's name, in Jesus' name, amen. Sheep, remember to take our Heavenly Father with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I will speak with you next time. To all the bereaved families out there, I usually tell you, just remember in everything, keep God in mind. Sheep, God loves you, and I love you too, but God loves you more than I. I'll speak with you next Sabbath. Goodbye for now.